been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday morning. It is the June 12th live edition of the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, big news last night in the wee hours of the morn. I stayed up watching, listening actually, as long as I could. And then woke up to the news this morning. It's not having a big impact on the market, and I'll explain my reason why I think that is. But nevertheless, we do have the Dow. The Dow is down 3 points right now, 25,319. The NASDAQ, on the other hand, is off to a pretty good start here this morning. The NASDAQ is up 0.25%. It's up 19 points to 7,679 as it continues its journey of new all-time highs on the NASDAQ. The S&P 500 is up 3 points. That puts it at 2,785 as it closes in on 3,000. The Russell 2000 small cap index continues to be a leading index here in 2008. The Russell 2000 is up 1.6 points. Crude oil may be finding a bottom here and starting to rally off of that. Crude oil right now is up to $66.15. That means that today it is up about 25 cents per barrel. Crude been under a little bit of pressure here recently with news that Saudi Arabia may be ramping up production. Let's see what else we've got going on here. We've got gold down 50 cents. Yeah, okay, not too interested in gold. Silver down a couple pennies. The 10-year at 2.97%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, we had some history made, or in the making. We'll see. You know, can they be trusted? Did Kim Jong-un have his fingers crossed behind his back as he shook hands with President Trump? Does the ink worth anything on the proposed beginning of a settlement that he signed? Well, only time will tell, but it's a step in the right direction, right? Why is the market not up higher this morning? Because I think it's a step in the right direction, a step. And I think the market knows North Korea's history of backing down from agreements that they've made. And whether or not they'll honor this one. You know, I was just thinking it over in my head. Why the sudden change? I think Kim Jong-un has been exposed a little bit more to the outside world and video games and Big Macs and Starbucks coffee, whatever else he enjoys in his palace. And I think he sees the prosperity that has come to China by them becoming much more capitalistic and the wealth that's come to China. Oh, don't get me wrong, the leaders in China still have an iron grip on the people. And I think maybe Kim Jong-un sees that he can maintain that iron grip on the people without being such a despot. And at the meantime, bring in some needed money there in North Korea. You would think Venezuela would see the light. And I think the people of North Korea, I think Kim Jong-un constantly fears for his life. You know, they are able to see a little bit of the outside world and what they're missing out on. And there's a lot more people than there are of Kim Jong-un. Yes, he has his palace guards all around him, but he's got to live in constant threat of a coup and the people taking back their country. And I think that all has kind of led to where we are today. I would like to see Venezuela head in that same direction. The people. I'd like to see the people rise up in Venezuela and get rid of the despot down there. And now I see that Nicaragua is going in that direction of Venezuela. So we'll see where it all ends up. But right now, I think the market was optimistic yesterday. I saw it trade in an optimistic manner, although at the end of the day, it was pretty flat. The action that I saw yesterday was mostly in the consumer discretionary retail stocks, where there's been quite a bit of action recently. And I saw some unusual action in the healthcare stocks, which I'll follow up on here in a little bit. Well, Trump and Kim have signed a comprehensive document following their highly anticipated summit in Singapore. And Trump thinks that you can trust Kim this time. Well, you know what? I think Trump's going to hold him to it. And if he starts cheating or backing down, I think there's going to be hell to pay. So we'll just see. But the document includes the following 4 points. Establishing a new U.S. North Korea relationship. Well, there could even be a Kim Jong-un visit to the White House, where he can dine on the White House chef's dining and the fresh vegetables from the White House garden. And don't they have their own brewery there in the White House? He could get a taste of the good life here in the U.S. and see what capitalism is all about. So number one, establishing a new relationship between the U.S. and North Korea. Number two, building a lasting and stable peace regime on the Korean Peninsula. Number three, reaffirming commitments to work toward complete denuclearization and recovering POWMIA remains. You know, I remember all of the clamor to bring back the remains from the Vietnam War. Well, there's a lot of remains from the Korean War that they have held on to. So that was part of the deal also. We're not, on our part, we will, our sanctions will remain in effect for now. We are not reducing our military capabilities, but we will be stopping our war games unless we see future negotiations are not going as they should. Well, the Asian stocks were up overnight. Japan up a third of a point. China up 0.9%. And don't think that China doesn't play a big, big role in this. I don't know if you saw the plane that Kim Jong-un arrived in Singapore in. It was Air China. I like the plane that carries their dear leaders around. It was a big, luxurious Air China plane. I guess North Korea does not have its own airliner fleet made for dear leader, but Trump and Un got to show off their limos, their respective limos. Trump's limo's called the Beast, and I think that's the nickname for dear leader in North Korea, the Beast. Well, Iran's got to be watching this from afar, saying, hey, you know, what about us? Well, Trump wants a real deal with Iran, not the deal that is currently in place. So a lot going on in the geopolitical world right now that could have a lasting impact. And interestingly enough, I'm not sure how many years ago it was, 20, 25 years, that Ronald Reagan gave his big speech, Mr. Gorbachev, take down that wall. That's right. It was on this day. You know, miracles do happen in this life. In the meantime, the economy continues to sour. Not in the U.S. No. Where's the spot that I've been pointing to? There's two very, very weak spots in the world right now. Number one is South America, in particular Brazil and Argentina. But number two is Europe. German economic sentiment is the lowest since 2012. And I made a point yesterday of the Eurozone doing basically high taxation, lots of regulations, and monetary policy by itself, low interest rates, and quantitative easing. That's what Mario Draghi, that's been his prescription for the Eurozone economy. And it's not working. They're petering out in Europe. We need to watch that, because it could become contagious around the world. We need a healthy global economy to sell into. In the meantime, the U.S. Small Business Optimism Index hits its second highest level in 45 years. What Trump is doing for the economy is obviously working, and what they're doing in the Eurozone is not working. Now, you figure it out yourself. What's the difference between the two economies and how they're being handled right now? One's working and one isn't. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back. This is Bill Gunderson. A big howdy to all my listeners in the Texas area. My Best Stocks Now Roadshow will be in Dallas from June 26th through June 30th. We have about 25 one-hour slots available to meet with folks. If you'd like to meet with my financial planner and myself, you better give us a holler before all of the slots are gone. I will also be putting on a workshop on Saturday, June 30th from 8:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. I will be talking about the current market, my Best Stocks Now process, and a whole bunch of Best Stocks Now. We're going to circle the wagons at the Embassy Suites Hotel near the Love Field Airport. If you would like to reserve one of those 25 one-hour slots or attend the Saturday workshop, you better hurry, because they're going faster than Donica Patrick in an Indy race car. You can call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Or you can visit our website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. See you in Dallas.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stay stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. You know, I'm a big fan of Arthur Laffer. I believe in the Laffer Curve, which says, lessen the burden of taxation on the people, put more money in the taxpayers' hands in free enterprise, and that's the way to boost your economy. And when you boost your economy, guess what happens? People are paying more taxes. It just makes sense. It's just logic. Yet it's so hard for other economies around the world to see this logic. I'm also a big fan of Larry Kudlow, who had a heart attack, I guess, last night here. I guess he was not on the North Korea trip, had a minor heart attack. He was also one of the designers of the Reagan economy, which was very much built on Arthur Laffer's thesis and work that he did as an economist. We see Arthur Laffer all the time on the Fox Business Channel, very rarely on CNBC, but it's just my opinion and watching over the years. One system brings about prosperity and growth, and the other system puts a chain around the neck of the economy to hold it back. And that's what I'm seeing in Europe right now. In the meantime, like I say, the Small Business Optimism Index. I'm a small business owner. I'm very optimistic. I agree with Jamie Dimon. I think we're in about the sixth inning of this recent economic expansion. And I am witnessing what Jamie Dimon is witnessing, an acceleration of the economy. And I've had people telling me for the last several years, well, Bill, I can't get in now. I've missed it. You know what? I've heard that argument before. I can't buy Amazon now. It's hitting new highs. I can't buy Netflix now. It's hitting new highs. These kind of people never make decisions, and they stand on the sidelines, and life passes them by. This economy is still going. We're in the 9th, 10th year now of a bull market in stocks. And you can't afford to miss opportunities like this. And I believe, just looking out right now, that there's still a few years left in it. You know, we take it a week at a time, a month at a time. But I'm just looking at the numbers. I'm a numbers guy, the earnings. I'm looking at every report that comes in on a daily basis from all around the world on the economy. I went through 5,000 stocks yesterday, fishing. Looked in every little nook and cranny of the market, and I see consumer discretionary stocks doing very well. That's the consumer, and the consumer makes up 80% of this economy. That's why it's so important to watch these consumer discretionary stocks. Well, anyways, let's continue on. What's going on around the world? No inflation here in the U.S. The CPI rises in line with forecast. Of course, the Fed is meeting today. The Fed will have an answer, their decision tomorrow, which will more than likely be a quarter point rate hike. And with this CPI number coming in pretty benign today, I don't think they'll be giving any kind of hawkish forecast tomorrow about an accelerated pace of interest rate hikes. I think we can continue to look for gradual rate hikes. But the bottom line is we're in a rising interest rate environment, not only here in the U.S., but globally. Well, there's a big vote in England today, in the U.K. Theresa May's government has launched last-minute negotiations to quell a Brexit rebellion. She is for the Brexit, the meaningful vote amendment, hands Parliament the power to direct negotiations if lawmakers vote down the divorce deal. Brexit backers also see it as a tool to thwart the divorce. So we'll see what happens around the big vote going on in the UK today. It's a big stake voting day over there on Brexit plans. No inflation in the U.S. You know what the inflation rate in Venezuela is? For the last 12 months, prices in Venezuela rose almost 24,600%. Do the math. On a loaf of bread that cost $2 a year ago, multiply that by 24,600%. The good news is that these numbers are in line with forecasts of independent economists. Well, okay. Inflation in May alone was 110% amid an economic crisis that has seen serious shortages of food and medicine. And meanwhile, their inept government has tankers full of oil and customers awaiting shipment so that they can pay. But this tremendous backlog and all of these rich resources, Venezuela is a resource-rich country, and they have 24,000% inflation. Crude oil prices down a little bit here the last few days. Supposedly, this is the rumor now, that Saudi Arabia and Russia are starting to cheat and they're starting to increase production of oil. Now, I noticed the oil stocks behaving fairly well yesterday. A lot of the smaller ones, a lot of the bigger ones had a pretty good day. So I wouldn't go selling my oil stocks just yet. There was some activity in the gene therapy stocks yesterday. In fact, I own, let's see, which one do I own? I own CRISPR in my speculative, okay? Note the word speculative. It's in my speculative trading portfolio. CRISPR is kind of the stock in the gene editing, although there's many others. Well, they were all down yesterday on a report after two studies were published about the potential cancer risk related to edited cells. You see, they remove cells and this CRISPR liquid allows them by computer to edit your cells and rewrite those cells and then put them back in your body. Now they're saying that there is a cancer risk to this. Well, does the cancer risk outweigh the risk of whatever they're editing your cells for? I don't know. But most of the gene therapy stocks, ABEO, RGNX, BMRN, RARE, RARE, Cure, QURE, were all down yesterday on the news. And SunTrust steps up to the plate today and says that the cancer risk concerns are overblown and unlikely to affect existing programs. They say the plunge in CRISP, let's not forget EDIT, and NTLA, those are probably the three biggest ones, are buying opportunities. All right, well, there's always controversy surrounding any new kind of technology. In the meantime, I own one of these stocks in my speculative trading portfolio. Well, I got some individual stocks to talk about when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
This is Bill Gunderson. A big howdy to all my listeners in the Texas area. My Best Stocks Now Roadshow will be in Dallas from June 26th through June 30th. We have about 25 one-hour slots available to meet with folks. If you'd like to meet with my financial planner and myself, you better give us a holler before all of the slots are gone. I will also be putting on a workshop on Saturday, June 30th from 8:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. I will be talking about the current market, my Best Stocks Now process, and a whole bunch of Best Stocks Now. We're going to circle the wagons at the Embassy Suites Hotel near the Love Field Airport. If you would like to reserve one of those 25 one-hour slots or attend the Saturday workshop, you better hurry because they're going faster than Donica Patrick in an Indy race car. You can call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Or you can visit our website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. See you in Dallas.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Thank you.
Welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, I'll tell you, the workshop is filling up in Dallas. The appointment schedule is filling up in Dallas. We will be there Wednesday, June 27th. Boy, that's just a couple of weeks from now. To Saturday, June the 30th, be at the Embassy Suites by Dallas Love Field, 3880 West Northwest Highway. I will have my financial planner along with me and maybe a few others. We'll just have to see here. We're still putting that roadshow together. If you'd like to meet with us while we're there, 855-611-BEST. I have 25 slots. I know they're more than half full right now. 855-611-BEST and or GundersonCapital.com. The workshop is Saturday at 8:30 a.m. I'll be talking about the current market, my Best Stocks Now process, and several Best Stocks Now. You need to have a reservation for the workshop. Space is limited. 855-611-BEST or GundersonCapital.com. That's our Dallas trip. And then we'll be checking out, I don't know where we're going next, probably Minnesota or Seattle. We have not decided yet, but that will be coming up probably in July or August. Well, I want to bring your attention to some individual companies here today that are in the news. Home Depot is going to make a big supply chain investment. What does that mean? Well, they want to be the Amazon of home supplies. Home Depot plans to spend $1.2 billion over the next 5 years to upgrade its online shopping capabilities. I hate to see the guy that's got to deliver that big bag of fertilizer to my front door. You know, those things are heavy. I've loaded many of them as a gardener. You know how many big bags of that good soil, what's that good soil called? They're 50 pound bags. I guess they'll have same day delivery of those bags right to you. Then it's up to you to get them to the garden, obviously. Supply chain exec Mark Holfield said the company is making the investment to add 170 distribution facilities so that it can reach 90% of the U.S. population in 1 day or less. Hey, maybe iBuy. I'll have to talk to my friends over at Amplify Funds. Maybe they need to add Home Depot. I think they have a rule, though, that the majority of their sales must come from online rather than the stores, and obviously Home Depot has a pretty big footprint of stores, of bricks and mortar, and plywood and 2x4s. But, hey, you know, it can only help their business. This is part of an $11 billion overall plan to re-engineer the company to ensure that we are prepared for the future in retail. One stock that I've been talking to you a little bit about here, you know, the small cap stocks have really taken off here. Weight Watchers continues to be a leader. It's not one that I own. It's ranked very highly in my Best Stocks Now app. It's just been too hot to handle. The darn thing goes up every single day, it seems like it. And now Weight Watchers is hitting a new high today, breaking out to new all-time highs on news that J.P. Morgan now, big name out there in the research banking, investment banking world. Now they like JP Morgan, or they like Weight Watchers. They see 20% earnings growth for Weight Watchers on the bottom line, which of course that's what Weight Watchers does, is they work on the bottom line. Stock breaking out to new all-time highs today. Let's just see where it's ranked overall in the Best Stocks Now app. Weight Watchers is currently ranked at number 181 out of 5,176. The stock has tripled in the last 12 months. And like I say, like Oprah Winfrey needs more money. Twitter's been on the move, too. I've been watching Twitter really perk up. I guess they're finally figuring out this is one of the best looking charts in the entire market. It's a $33 billion company now. Twitter breaking out to new all-time highs. Let's see where Twitter is ranked. Twitter has also been on my watch list. In fact, very high on my watch list. In fact, I came very close to pulling the trigger on Twitter. The trigger on Twitter. Now, I wish I would have because the stock is rolling right now. It's ranked number 243 out of 5,176 stocks. Just a month ago, it was ranked number 135. Well, I rely upon these rankings on a daily basis. Twitter stock is up 135% over the last 12 months, and it's breaking out to new highs again today. Very, very vibrant, healthy stock chart on TWTR. Keep your eye on the video game makers. Baird restates bullish video game take on the cusp of quarter three earnings. They say this is a sector that you must own. Well, I talked yesterday about Electronic Arts. I really like that subscription version, that subscription model that they're rolling out. That would be my favorite one in the group. ATVI has been another one. Activision, that's on the move. And, you know, I think the subscription takes a little bit of the choppiness out because they have very choppy earnings from quarter to quarter. If they have a game that they roll out, spend a lot of money, and it's not a hit, you see the stock take a hit. But if you've got that subscription model, which now EA is turning to, that would be my favorite still in the group. Now, retailers, consumer discretionary. The consumer is the economy. Let's take a look at a few consumer discretionary stocks checking in. This trend continues. Land's End, which is a catalog. I've seen Land's End catalogs. I've probably gotten Land's End stuff over the years. Land's End is up 21% today, breaking out as they beat revenue. Another indication that the U.S. consumer is healthy, wealthy, and wise. I don't know about the wise. The play, Dave & Buster's. Well, that's definitely consumer discretionary. It might be a consumer staple for some, but to go pop quarters into those arcade-style games and eat those expensive hamburgers at their 106 facilities across America, that stock up 14% today, breaking out to new, not quite, 52-week highs, but it's headed in that direction. Another indicator that the U.S. consumer is strong. They are popping quarters into those machines, probably dollars in today's world. Urban Outfitters updates on quarter one sales, better than expected. Urban Outfitters, it was up 4% a while ago. It's pulled back a little bit, but the stock continues to hit new 52-week. In fact, I think those are all-time highs on Urban Outfitters. Another one, Restoration Hardware. Look at this thing blast off today. Are you looking at these charts? Look at RH. RH is up 28% today. That's a $33 rise. They operate 83 retail galleries in 32 states offering decorative hardware, bathware, furniture, and lighting. The consumer discretionary is one of the leading sectors in the market this year. You can look at the ETF XRT, which tracks the retail select sector. It's hitting a new high for the year. Things are good for retailers right now. Consumers are spending money. And another one that I noticed all of a sudden waking up, well, you saw the Golden State Warriors sweep the Cavaliers. And if you remember, not long ago, Under Armour signed the three-point shooter, the legend on the Golden State Warriors, to a big contract. Under Armour stock is up about 70% in the last 2 months. This is a trend that indicates that the U.S. consumer is quite buoyant, and it's leading to buoyancy in our economy and in the stock market. We'll be right back with an individual best stock now. This is Bill Gunderson. A big howdy to all my listeners in the Texas area. My Best Stocks Now Roadshow will be in Dallas from June 26th through June 30th. We have about 25 one-hour slots available to meet with folks. If you'd like to meet with my financial planner and myself, you better give us a holler before all of the slots are gone. I will also be putting on a workshop on Saturday, June 30th from 8:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. I will be talking about the current market, my Best Stocks Now process, and a whole bunch of Best Stocks Now. We're going to circle the wagons at the Embassy Suites Hotel near the Love Field Airport. If you would like to reserve one of those 25 one-hour slots or attend the Saturday workshop, you better hurry because they're going faster than Donica Patrick in an Indy race car. You can call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Or you can visit our website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. See you in Dallas.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months, or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio RC. Teladoc is in the news here today. Jim Cramer is going to have the CEO of Teladoc on his show today and get an update. Look at that stock go. It continues to go higher. I've owned it in my ultra growth portfolio for a while. That's the one where you can dial up a doctor on the telly and tell him your tummy hurts. Get everything done without getting out of your easy chair, you know, and getting in a car is just a new model of healthcare delivery. But the stock I'm going to feature, the one that I chose to feature today, a little bit of an oddball. The name of the company is TAL Education Group. Very cryptic, just nondescript, generic name. They provide K-12 after-school tutoring to 3.9 million students via 507 learning centers in 30 cities. Now, the only catch is these cities are in China. This stock was a $1 stock in 2013, 5 years ago. Today, it's a $47 stock. Their earnings over the last 5 years have been growing by 39% per year. Tutoring is big business in China. Look at the last 4 quarters here of this company's sales growth. 65%, 68%, 66%, 59%. Now, I'm a big believer in growth stocks. And I'm a big believer in China as an area to find growth stocks. Now, I don't have an abundance of Chinese stocks in my portfolios. But as we look around the world for extraordinary growth stocks, there's definitely quite a few in China where the economy is growing by about 6% per year. And TAL, which is the symbol, has been growing by 39% per year, and in recent quarters, more like 75% per year. This is now a $26 billion company. And if we look at the performance numbers, the relative strength right now on a scale of 1 to 99 is 95. It's one of the strongest stocks in the entire market as it blasts off to new highs once again. TAL's performance numbers, astonishing. In fact, look at this. Over the last 5 years, this stock has delivered to investors, with no guarantees going forward, of 92% per year. That has been the return. There is not a dip. Oh, there is a 0.2% dividend yield. Over the last 3 years, TAL has delivered to investors 99% per year. And over the last 12 months, the stock is up 119%. Now, from a valuation point of view, It's expected to continue to grow at a very fast rate going forward. In fact, right now I show a PEG ratio of 1. It's trading right at its forward-looking consensus earnings growth rate. I have a valuation of $84 on the shares. The stock is currently trading at $47 per share. So it fits my criteria of momentum slash performance, alpha, whatever you want to call it. And I can make a valuation case for the stock. TAL is not a recommendation. This would belong in an aggressive growth profile. This is not a big blue chip stock in the U.S. This is a $26 billion company. It is a large cap. It's a small large cap. But it's headquartered in China, which brings with it extra risk. Once again, the stock was $1 per share in 2013. Today it's $47 per share. And it continues merrily on its way. Well, there's all kinds of investors out there. There's those that still want growth. That's their number one objective. I need to grow my portfolio. You're not going to do it in a stodgy stock of yesteryear portfolio. Soggy stocks, the Coca-Cola, Johnson Johnsons of the world. And you're not going to do it in a widely diversified asset allocation with assets spread all over the globe. And some of those assets are just not, asset classes are not good places to be right now. And that includes fixed income, that includes the debt markets, that includes even the emerging market stock markets. There's good places to be, there's bad places to be. You've got to make the most out of your years ahead. If you've made mistakes in the past, it's never too late to correct the error of your ways, to see the light, and start investing in a areas of the market that are growing, if that is your number one objective. And it needs to be tightly managed, watered, fertilized, gardened, weeded on a daily, weekly basis. If you don't have the time to do it, that's what I do, full-time, immersed in the markets daily, reporting back to my live trading subscribers. I'm on StockTwits, letting people know of my observations. And every week in the newsletter, I pinpoint the most eye-popping things that I saw during the week in my trip through the market daily. And that's my newsletter, GundersonCapital.com. We have opened a record number of accounts since the beginning of the year. And I expect to continue that pace for quite some time into the future. I'm not going anywhere. I think there's a lot of people that are having the wool removed from their eyes. You know, if you're in a 50-50 S&P 500 bond portfolio, you're negative for the year. And if you're in your 40s, 50s, or 60s, that's ridiculous. This is an opportunity. There's still opportunity. There's still time ahead in this bull market, which is now 9-plus years old. Now, if you'd like to talk to us, put together a plan, whether it's growth, whether it's preservation of capital, whether it's income, 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, or GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.